Thank you for calling Archdale Fiber. My name is Abigail. Could you go ahead with your name, please?
Dina Pavlodakis.
Hey, Dina. How can I help you today?
Hi. So I'm calling because I haven't gotten a bill, and then I just saw emails that I'm past due. So I want to make sure that I want to set up automatic payment, first and foremost, and secondly, like, I want to make sure that I'm getting billed correctly.
Okay, no problem, Dina. I'll be more than happy to check on why you did not receive a bill and also to set up your auto pay for you.
Thank you.
Could you go ahead and spell your last name for me, please?
Sure. It's P-A-V as in Victor, L-O-U-D-A-K-I-S.
Okay. Thank you for that information, Dina. And just some verification questions. Could you go ahead with your service address, please?
Sure. 118 Canterbury Drive, Saugerties, New York, 12477. All right, buddy. He's going to clean it up, okay?
Okay. Thank you. And what speed internet do you have with us?
I think it was a 2 gig.
All right, and the email address on file?
Is dp4874@yahoo.com.
Okay, thank you for that information. So I see that you do have the paperless billing with us.
Okay, that's fine. I just didn't, didn't check emails.
There's no payment method on file.
Okay, so can we do that?
Yes. So
and what is he charging me for that? Because we had made, I know originally it's supposed to be 1 gig for $69.99 if you do the auto pay, and he said he would give me the 2 gig for $69.99 with the auto pay.
Let me check on that for you. Now, the active service that I'm seeing here. It's the 2 gig for the $99.99.
$10
off.
Mm-mm. So I had spoken to Matt Gillis, who was the guy that was in the area, and he told me that it would be the 2 gig for the $69.99 1 gig special if you do the automatic payment.
Yes, but I think what happened is that because I'm seeing where you were coded on the 1 gig price for the 2 gig, but I think because the auto pay wasn't on,
I set that up with him, so that's not on me.
Oh, you settled the auto pay with him?
Yeah, he took all my information. That's why I'm confused as to why I'm getting emails that I'm past due.
Okay, and which payment method did you provide? Was it your checking or savings account?
It was my checking.
Okay, no problem. I'm going to get that reviewed for you. That's okay. First, let me go ahead and update the payment method on file, and then I'm going to have it escalated for it to be changed, okay?
I appreciate that. Buddy, I'm on the phone. You're going to have to wait. I will when I'm done.
All right. So what are you said you're using a checking account?
Yep.
Okay, whenever you're ready, you can go ahead with a routing number.
Sure. It's 022-000046.
Thank you. And the account number?
Is 984-380-3470.
Could you repeat that for me, please?
Sure. 984-380-3470.
All right. Thank you for that information. All right, it's saying that the routing number, it's incorrect. Maybe I should add another 0022 00046.
Yeah, you missing a zero there. It should be 4 zeros. 000046.
M&T Bank?
M&T Bank, correct, yes.
And the name on the account?
Dina Pavlodakis, it's my name.
Okay. That's
P-A-Z-L-O-U-D-A-K-I-S.
Checking account. And do you authorize ACH direct debit payments?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so I just updated the payment method. What I'm going to do, I'm going to have a ticket created and have it escalated over for you.
Okay.
And then once I do receive an update, I'm going to give you a call back. And a good callback number to call you at is 845-901-7311.
Correct, yes.
Okay, no problem. I'll go ahead and do that for you, and I'll give you a call back, okay?
Thank you so much.
No problem. Is there anything else I can assist with before you go?
Nope, that'll be all. I appreciate it. Thank you.
No problem. Enjoy the rest of the day. Thank you for calling Archstop Fiber.
All right, bye-bye.